On the farm, every moment matters. At Lely, we've been making farmers' lives easier since 1948 with smart and trusted agricultural solutions that bring automation, innovation, and sustainability to dairy farmers around the world. From milking robots and feeding systems to expert support and farm management tools, we help farmers work smarter, not harder, boosting productivity and animal welfare while protecting the planet. We're Lely with our North American headquarters in Pella, and we're proud to be part of the community.
Now the front page of today's Lely Radio Sports page on the one to count on for today's local sports, 92.1 KRLS.
I'm Derek Cardwell, and on today's Lely Radio Sports page, we are talking to some members of the Knoxville Boys Golf Team on to state again for the sixth straight year. Guys, congratulations. I'll talk to the one who's had the most experience at state, Brady Rosenboom. This is your fourth year, but Brady, congratulations to you guys. It's got to feel good to get the state banner again to bring it home.
Thank you. Yeah, it means a lot to the program. Just trying to continue to do what the others did before us and keep the standard set. And, you know, we've been working hard the past couple seasons when a couple guys graduated, a couple big names. So we've just been working hard, grinding out here and trying to get better every day to be able to continue to make a state.
Take us through your rounds. I'll ask all three of the same thing. Brady, you first. Take us through your individual round and, you know, how it was there at Atlantic.
Yeah, I mean, I started great. What was two under through two. And then bogeyed my fourth hole, so I was one under and pretty much smooth sailed one under the whole way. And then made a lot of pars. Didn't get much more birdie putts. I got one more and then bogeyed the last, so I was one under going into that, but I ended up even, which you can't complain about. It was a pretty good round. Played some good golf, but there's some things to work on before state, so going to do that before we get up there.
Urban, let's talk about your round, you know, kind of things you experience and, you know, what you like about your round the other day.
I mean, I had a little bit of a rougher start, but I think I battled well and came back, and my biggest thing was kind of just enjoying the most out of it, and it was nice to know that the other guys had my back and they're shooting well. So all I have to focus on is doing my best and then make as many shots as I could.
Luke, same question. You know, how was your round on Monday?
Rough start as well. I doubled my second hole, but then through the last 16, I was three over. So finished with a 74. That's my best at that course. So I can't complain, but I would like to get some more birdies in there.
Brady mentioned something, I think Urban alluded to it too, that you know, you've had a lot of really good players graduate in the last few years. It seems like you guys are so balanced this year that anyone can come up and be the big low scorer. Luke, has that been kind of the case this year? I mean, Grant here lately has done, you know, had the low scores, but just about, I think anybody can be that guy on any certain occasion.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we've had four or five people win a tournament this year, so that alone shows you how evenly spread out our team is, which I think helps going into a tournament like state. You can have one through six, all of those guys, you know, can come in with a low score, so that gives me and the rest of our team more confidence going into each round.
Urban, you said you kind of struggle a little bit, and you said the guys had your back. What's that been like to know that, okay, if I don't have this, I have a great hole here, maybe one of the other guys is just birdied, or maybe parted a hole that maybe isn't as easy as some?
It's just been a big relief, and it makes playing golf a lot more fun when you know you're surrounded by a great group of guys. So, you know, I think every one of us could say that we had a bad hole, that's fine. We know the next guy's going to get a birdie, and then we can continue to work hard on the rest of our round and have a good number.
I think all three of you have said it's been enjoyable. It's been a fun year. It's been fun just being out here with each other. How close are you guys to each other? I mean, this seems like, you know, you guys want to win for each other.
Yeah, I mean, four of us are seniors. We've grown up, you know, in school since kindergarten. So we've known each other for the longest time and spent a lot of time together these last 4 years golfing out at the course during the season and out of season too. So, you know, we spent a lot of time, but the others we've also spent a lot of time with at the course, you know, other sports, things like that. I mean, Knoxville is a small town where everyone knows everyone, so, which is a benefit. You know, we have always known each other and we've always bonded and just spent a lot of time together.
Talking to three members of the Knoxville Boys, the golf team state-bound for the sixth straight year, Brady Rosaboom, Urban Ziller, and Luke Rosaboom. Let's turn our attentions now to what you're going to be doing next week. Talk about the course. It's a course that Coach Smith says that is new, I think, to you as a team.
Yeah, none of us have ever played it, but, you know, we play a lot of courses that we have never played or maybe played once. So we're going to get up there, play a practice round or two, and get familiar with the course. I mean, your golf game doesn't change. You still got to hit the shots. You still have to hit the green. You still got to make putts. So, I mean, golf doesn't really change. You just got to – we'll go up there and just know the misses, and then – I mean, you can't think too much about it. I know it's state. I know it's the biggest tournament of the year, but at the same time, I mean, still golf. You know, nothing changes. So, I mean, just continue to do what we've been doing. We've been playing well, so continue to do that, and hopefully it goes well.
Urban, seems like there's really no pressure on any of you guys. Like, you know, coach isn't putting their pressure on. You're not putting any pressure on each other, except maybe some inner pressure, like, hey, you know, I need to go out and do well. What's that been like to know that – I could just go out there, have fun, but be competitive and do the best I can?
I think it's really been the best thing. What makes our group really good is that there's a little bit of competition between everybody, but it's the healthiest that it could be. And so while there's not actually pressure on anybody from anybody else, it's kind of internal, and we're all pushing for each other and against each other, and I think that's what makes us a great team.
Luke, what's this been like this year for you as a senior and, you know, kind of having some family on the team as well to, you know, not just, you know, play with, but maybe, you know, play against at times and maybe lightheartedly go at each other that, you know, to make things, you know, less, I guess, stressful for you?
Yeah, I'd say that's a great way to put it, us challenging each other. It's fun going into tournaments. There was a couple we had on earlier in the year where the teams we were going against weren't the best competition, but when you have a group of guys like us and anyone can go low, it's kind of fun to compete individually also, seeing who can come in with the lowest score on the team each meet.
All right, down the line here, final question to get you out of here. What are you guys looking forward to most when you get up there and get on the course and get into competition?
The practice rounds are usually fun just because we're taking notes, trying to figure out the misses, and it's kind of just fun golf, not as much pressure golf. So I think that's a enjoyable time for all of us.
Urban, what's something you're looking forward to that when you get up at state and kind of get settled in there?
I think I'm just looking forward to one last time with all the guys together. It's been seriously a great 4 years, so I think every one of us is going to try and make it the best that we can.
Brady, you get the final word. What's the thing you're looking forward to most when you get up to state?
I'm looking forward to just going to compete. You know, we have a chance to do something, so I'm looking forward to going up there and playing the best golf we can and trying to make a big thing happen. But same time, it's our senior year, four of us. You know, it's bigger than golf. You know, this is, at the end of the day, it's just for fun. Like, it's, I'm going to wake up the next day, no matter if I play bad or good. So, just trying to have fun with the boys, you know. This is the last time we get to play together, same team on the golf team. So just trying to have fun and go out with a bang.
Great perspective from three members of the Knoxville Boys golf team, Brady Rosaboom, Urban Ziller, and Luke Rosaboom. Guys, best of luck to you, and hopefully come back with some hardware.
Thank you very much, Derek.
The center page of today's Laley Radio Sports page is brought to you by Hearthstone.
Andrew Schneider on KNIAK Relais Radio, continuing our coverage from the Pella District site as the Pella Boys Golf Team back to the state tournament with a district championship here today. I'll start with everyone introducing themselves.
Kyler Biesick.
Cole Flodden. Hunter DeVries.
Landon Reynolds.
Noah Stewart.
Tate Lallman.
Anderson Dana.
And we'll start with our seniors here today. First of all, huge congratulations. What does it mean to be able to finish off your career at the state tournament and have a chance to compete for a state title?
Feels amazing. We've worked hard for it, so I'm excited.
Means everything after last year. I mean, so it's awesome.
Yeah, it's everybody working hard. It makes everything great.
I mean, it's every kid's dream when they sign up for high school sports, so feels great.
Well, and for the three of you, a very challenging course today. After 3 inches of rain last night, we had postponed. What was it like to battle some of those conditions and to be able to come out with a great score?
Honestly, I just trusted my short game with all those conditions out there. My iron game was not the best, but I just trusted my short game, and that's how I play.
It was just fun knowing everyone else had to go through the same things. and just seeing the results of us doing better than the rest.
I feel like having a good mindset in this would be good, and making right decisions kind of helped me.
Well, and obviously, many of you went through last year and kind of the heartbreak on the opposite way at the district meet. What does it mean to be on this side of it and have a chance to play in the last meet of the season?
It means we can do tough things and compete well at the state tournament.
Yeah, like KJ said, I mean, we can all do tough things, and I'm just happy to see how we all do at the state tournament as our last time as a team together.
Yeah, just seeing everybody compete and then everybody keeping their composure as other teams kind of crumble apart, that's what I like to see.
You even got to watch, but hey, it was fun to see these guys play well today, huh?
Yeah, just watching everybody stay like mentally tough and not give up and just give their all. It shows what we can do at state. So.
Well, and for the three of you, you guys play tough courses all year. You've played a tough schedule. You've played all over the state. How do you think that's gotten you ready for next week, knowing you've seen all the best teams already?
I think it makes us really good prepared-wise because it just shows us what we can play against tough teams.
Yeah, I think it helps put us in a good spot because we played here all year. We played in 5 hours of rain. We know we can succeed in this weather and conditions.
I think it shows other teams that they're going to have to be afraid of us.
Yeah, we'll see how that all plays out. What are you guys looking forward to? Ed, question for everybody. Just what are you looking forward to most, and how do you hope to play next week in the tournament?
Having fun.
Having fun? Having fun just playing with these guys for the last time.
Yep, hanging out with everybody and coming home with the state title.
Same thing, just hanging out and coming home with the state title.
Same thing.
Having fun and playing for each other.
Having fun and just spending time together.
Should be a whole lot of fun. The Pella Boys golf team back to the state tournament after winning the district title. Fellas, congratulations on a fantastic season. We'll see you next week in Waterloo. Thank you.
Thank you.
Andrew Schneider on KRLS Radio as we continue our coverage here from Pella's state qualifying site with Jackson Price of Newton, who just qualified individually for the state golf tournament. First of all, a huge congratulations. What did it mean to tackle the monster that was Boss today with all the rain and to punch your ticket to Waterloo?
It feels great. The course was pretty tricky today with all the rain. Playing the ball up helped extremely, but it's a great feeling to go out there and play golf at a high level.
Well, and you're very familiar with this course. You guys have been here a lot this year. How did that help you prepare you, knowing it can be difficult, even with the conditions the way they were today?
Oh, yeah. It helps tremendously. It helps, having the course in the back of your head. And just going out there, knowing where your miss is and stuff like that is a huge advantage.
Well, I know previously you've been close to getting to state. What does it mean now to finally have that opportunity to say you're one of the best of state? And what are you looking forward to about getting to play up there and have a chance to prove yourself there?
Yeah, it's a great feeling. I'd like to see, the environment, and competitive golf is always fun to be a part of, going after something, competing, and I can't wait to get up there next week.
And how much do you think you've improved since even last year, and how excited are you to kind of get a chance to showcase that and have a chance to really test yourself heading into the summer?
Yeah, I've definitely matured, mentally and decision-wise out there, just being smarter, putting myself in better positions, and just working on that throughout the summer. Give me something to work for.
And obviously this has been a pretty special year. It started at the Dome. You get to finish at state. How special is that to think back to what this last year has been for you and for your school?
Yeah, it's been an awesome year. You go back to a year ago, we won state and track, and then we make it in football. And now we get to go in golf. It's awesome to be a part of it. I wouldn't want to be anywhere else.
Jackson Price, a huge congratulations. We'll see you next week.
Thank you.
Now the back page of today's Lely Radio Sports page, brought to you by Central College. Help your student plan a visit by going to central.edu/visit.
I'm Clayton Sampson, and this segment of today's Lely Radio Sports page features state qualifiers from the PCM and Pleasantville boys and girls track and field teams after their Class 2A state qualifier meet held at Eddyville Bladesburg Fremont on Thursday.
Here at the Class 2A State Qualifying Track and Field Meet at Eddyville Bladesburg Fremont, now joined by the PCM Girls 4x800 Meter Relay. Girls, you want to start? Introduce yourself.
I'm Lila.
I'm Bailey.
I'm Abby.
I'm Allie.
Girls just took first place here and qualified for state. Talk about what this means to you.
It's really important, and it's just fun for us to, it brings our team closer together, and yeah.
This means a lot for me because I'm the only senior on this team, so. I kind of have been working, we've been working the past 3 years for them and 4 for me, just to make this point, put us in a position and send us to next week with a better opportunity. And I'm just super grateful. It means a lot to me to be my last year and have one more time at the Blue Oval.
Yeah, I'm just super excited. Everything that we did tonight was super cool. I'm just really grateful that I get to run every day with these girls and practice hard. I think that you can tell the hard work that we put in, and I wouldn't rather do it with anyone else.
I think overall, individually and as a team, this means a lot to me because this is our last time, especially with Abby, as a team. I mean, next year we'll probably run the 4x8, but who knows? So it's very cool to do it for the last time as a team, and then individually I'm just very grateful that I get the opportunity to do this.
And girls, you've been really good all season, and of course good here tonight qualifying for state. How do you carry this momentum into the state meet?
It's just gonna make us more confident and like more excited to see where we're gonna end up and place at state.
I think the momentum going into next week is kind of just realizing that, like, for me individually, that it is my last time on the Blue Oval, as PCM is printed across my chest, my last time with these girls, and just realizing that, like, we only can be where our feet are and nothing is promised, so just take it and do our best and do it for each other, and yeah.
Yeah, I think this is really going to help us going into the state meet. With the time that we ran tonight and that we're all working together, I'm super excited to come back to practice, ready to work a little harder, get some more speed in, and then see what we can do at the state meet.
Yeah, as Bailey said, we ran a PR as a team tonight, so I think that gives us a lot of confidence, especially since we didn't all run our fastest times too. So I think that gives us a lot of confidence that we can do very good at state, and that this year we can actually hopefully get up in place, whatever, yeah.
Congrats, girls.
Thank you.
Here with PCM's Kobe Durrott at the Class 2A State Qualifying Track and Field Meet here at Eddyville-Bladesburg-Fremont. Kobe winning the 400 tonight. Talk about what it means to you going back to state.
You know, it's cool. It's obviously amazing to be there. This one's extra special just because it's my first ever individual. And so it's cool to, you know, be able to say, yeah, I made it there by myself. And so that makes this one extra special, and I definitely have lofty goals for it. So,
yeah, you've been a staple of this program for several years now. What does it mean to you? You know, like you said, first time as an individual, now being able to carry some momentum going back into state.
Yeah, you know, it's awesome. Obviously, it's nice to make it by myself, but, you know, Sprint Med got in. 4x4, we're looking good. We got to take care of business still. But it's also cool to, you know, lead others and be the super senior. And just know that I'm the leader, and it's cool to take some guys with me. So that's also just as cool as, you know, making it by myself.
Expectations going into the state meet for your senior year?
Yeah, you know, we're pretty high. We're looking to go top five, probably top eight for sure in Sprint Med. Obviously, I'd like to podium in the open four, and then, you know, D-Med, we'll probably be running that. That'll be another thing we go for. And then 4x4, you know, we just leave it all out there.
Thanks, Kobe.
Yeah.
Here with PCM's Alex Wynn after winning the discus here at the Class 2A State Qualifying Track and Field Meet at Eddyville. Alex, you're going to the state meet for the discus. Did really well here tonight. What does it mean to you?
It's good coming back. I was there last year and a lot more consistent than last year, where I was just like every now and then I'd throw something good. So I really want to throw far.
Been good on the disc all year. What do you feel is attributed to that? And, you know, how does your experience last year kind of carry over to this year?
I think experience, just more repetition on learning the technique and whatnot. And then also on shot put, I switched to spinning. So that kind of, they complement each other because it's pretty much the same.
How do you carry the momentum from tonight into the state meet and hopefully get a podium finish at state?
Working hard at practice and really just keeping it really serious and not goofing off.
Thanks and congrats.
Thank you.
Here with members of the Pleasantville Girls Distance Medley team at the Class 2A State Qualifying Meet. Girls taking first place tonight, breaking a school record. Talk about what it means to you. First of all, I should say, have you introduced yourselves?
I'm Carly Gripp.
I'm Ellie Halen.
I'm Clara Vestal.
And I'm Silver Risley.
This means a lot to me because as a senior this year, it's one of the like special years, and it's just a great opportunity to make memories as a Pleasant Hill Trojan and being able to say that we made something in state this year.
This means a lot to me because I'm a freshman and I love running, and it's just a good bonding moment.
Adding on to what she said again, being a freshman making it to state again is pretty amazing, and I'm excited for it, but I'm also kind of scared.
I really love this team, so I'm excited that we get to keep breaking records and going to state together.
Girls, and just talk about the excitement of being able to go to state, be able to take some momentum that you have tonight and hopefully place really well at the state meet.
Yeah, I'm going to carry this momentum into state next week by keeping in mind that we are capable of winning and getting a medal at the state meet, and I'm just going to use that as a way to work harder.
I'm just going to carry this momentum by keep on practicing hard, and I'm just going to have a good environment.
Yeah, carrying this momentum by, you know, preparing for the week leading up, getting good sleep and everything, and being humble again, and just, yeah.
I'd say trusting in my team and myself and getting healthy. I have a double ear infection and a sinus infection right now from pollen, so.
Congrats, girls.
Thank you.
Here with Pleasantville's Will Mesker at the Iowa Class 2A State Qualifying Track and Field Meet here at Eddyville Bladesburg Fremont. Will finishing second today in both the discus and the shot put. Going back to state, talk about what that means to you.
It means a lot to me, you know. Just missing out last year in discus left me bad taste in my mouth, and I knew what my goals were going to be coming into this year, and I'm just happy I achieved them.
What worked well so well for you tonight? A little bit of windier night, but it seemed to do well and not affect you too much.
Just staying slow and controlled and being able to trust my training throughout this offseason, knowing I know what I can do and I just got to know that I can do it.
How do you kind of carry this momentum into the state meet?
It's a big thing at the state meet, and I just got to know what I can do, and I know what I can do and trust myself.
Congrats.
Thank you.
Here with the Pleasantville Girls Shuttle Hurdle Team here at the Class 2A State Qualifier Meet at Eddyville Bladesburg Fremont. Girls finishing second tonight, breaking a school record and qualifying for the state meet. Midnight for your relay. First of all, go introduce yourself, say your name.
Okay, I'm Lillian Mason.
I'm Alyssa Park.
I'm Clara Vestal.
And I'm Mariah Phipps.
Talk about what this means to you. You guys did so well tonight, breaking the school record. That's huge, obviously, but then did it get to compete at the state meet?
I think it means a lot. We've made it the past 2 years, which is very exciting, but I feel like it's just a big footstep for like all of us, and like there's two seniors, so it's kind of emotional.
I feel like for me, I definitely do hurdles a lot in memory of my grandpa, so I'm proud that I got to come here 2 years in a row and go to state 2 years in a row in memory of him.
Being a freshman, I stepped into the shuttle team very scared, but these two seniors and Alyssa helped me out a lot, and I'm just so glad I get to continue racing with them for a state.
Yeah, as a senior, this is emotional and super exciting, and I feel like this just builds our confidence a lot. So yeah, super excited.
Girls, kind of how do you take this momentum and you know, carry this into the state meet, knowing, you know, certainly a chance up there to be able to podium?
I think we don't take it too big, just so we don't feel full of ourselves, but yeah, we just stay excited and just ready for a new opportunity to do even better than last year.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, obviously carry over the excitement, but like keep the factor of calmness so that it's not like you don't get too ahead of yourself.
Yeah, I would say adding on to that, just stay humble, and knowing we're like a smaller school, I think it's pretty awesome we already went to state, but we want to do good and make it as hard as we can. So
yeah, I would say it's just super exciting. Definitely add some confidence to our race, but yeah, we're just super excited.
Congrats, girls.
Thank you.
Once again, that was interviews with state qualifiers from the PCM and Pleasantville Boys and Girls Track and Field teams after the Class 2A State Qualifier Meet at Eddyville Bladesburg Fremont on Thursday. For KNIA Careless Sports, on today's Lely Radio Sports Page, I'm Clayton Sampson.
That was today's back page on today's Lely Radio Sports Page, brought to you by Central College. Help your student plan a visit by going to central.edu/visit.